This week's Parsha is Parshas Vayakel. It also is Mefarchim HaChodesh, Chodesh Adar Sheni. I wanted to focus on Vayakel. Vayakel at the beginning, really, if we think about it, it's really talking, the entire Parsha is about the Mishkan. It's all about the tabernacle. And so where we had a number of Parshiot earlier that talked about the making of the Mishkan, here we actualize that. That means that we are now talking about the Asiyah, the actualization, the performance of making the Mishkan a reality. And so what we notice actually in both places is mentioning the subject matter of Shabbos. So we have a lot about Shabbos prior, but then here again, the header, before we get into the whole making of the Mishkan a reality, it tells us about Shabbos. But there's a difference in how the Torah approaches Shabbos here and earlier. There, the focus is on Vishamru b'nei Yisrael at HaShabbos, to keep Shabbos in a sense of don't do passive keeping of Shabbos, in the sense that there are the don'ts, the do-nots that we have to observe. Kind of the negative side. Here, when we start the Parsha, it says 6 days you shall work, and then we rest on the seventh day. But the idea is that this is really about the active keeping of Shabbos. When we look at the Aseret HaDibra, when we look at the Ten Commandments, it says Zachor. We're supposed to remember Shabbos. The idea there is an active type of keeping of the Shabbos. Whereas the second set of tablets, or the second rendition of the tablets in Va'etchanan, it tells us to keep, which is kind of the negative. It's from the negative side of what we should refrain from. So here you have one is more of an active, and the other is the negative side of refraining from. So what's interesting is es shabsosai, my Shabbos is you should keep. It's almost like referring to two Shabboses. And the idea here is that in this, the rendition of Mishkan, of Tabernacle in the positive, here we're now going to actualize, we're in this mode of actualization, Shabbos is now referenced in that way as well. You work for 6 days, so you're creating, and you're going to then take that creation and bring that into Shabbos, because that's a continuation of Shabbos in the active role of making it happen. Whereas earlier, prior to the Egel, prior to the sin of the golden calf, Shabbos was approached in a different way. We're not going to do things. We're going to Sheval Tasa. We're not going to actively do anything. And that way, so it's a different aspect of Shabbos. I mean, these two ideas are really, important, but we say the very interesting idea, the concept of when we have a positive commandment that contradicts a negative, a prohibition. So we have a concept called ase docha lo tase, that the ase, the positive commandment, actually will have the ability to push and overrule the negative commandment. Ase docha lo tase. And the idea there, the concept there, why should the positive commandment override the negative? Because a positive commandment has more to it. It has, it's in a sense stronger, has the idea of going to do something. The positive is it overrules and overrides the negative. So we see here, this reference of Shabbos of Vayakel has that kind of aspect as well, that the Shabbos, the rendition of Shabbos is here in the active role on a higher plane. And its parallel is the way that Mishkan, here we see the tabernacle is being actualized in the active. It's in the masa. And so it's interesting to note that the Torah, we see this idea that Shabbos and Mishkan, Shabbos and the tabernacle are so deeply intertwined that Shabbos is in time what the tabernacle and the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, are in space. And that they really are hand in hand. And that we start to see also this idea that in Mishkan, in Tabernacle, in Mikdash, in the temple, you have this aspect as well, the positive and the negative, and that we have this idea of the positive that will override the negative prohibition. Something to think about in terms of when we approach Shabbos, that it's not enough to just sit back and be passive and to refrain. That's not Shabbos. In its totality, Shabbos is a day that we need to be creating and doing things active in terms of taking the time, the space, this, you know, moment where we kind of take away a lot of the distractions, but it's not to be neutral, but rather the directive is to actually create within that space higher levels of connectivity, of love, of relationships with Hashem and with our friends and family. And something that's very important to realize, that it's the idea of Shabbos is not just this, you know, negative or, you know, neutral, but we have to use that, the prohibitions to create a space that allows us to then create incredible amounts of tremendous positive energy. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.